Ancient warfare, the Sea Peoples. Now we're going to be looking at the various groups of the Sea Peoples individually. So some of these may be short, some of them may be a little bit longer. The first group we're going to look at are the Sherdan. Now the Sherdan are Sardana. The Egyptian name is Sirdan or Sirdana. They were the first Sea Peoples to appear in the historical records. They show up in the Amarna records about 1350 BC. They are part of an Egyptian garrison that existed at the town of Byblos, which is up in the Phoenician area. Now, their role in Egypt varies. Sometimes they're part of the Egyptian army, and that would include the Battle of Kadesh, where they're instrumental in saving the battle for Ramses. Second, they can also appear as enemies from time to time. And third, in later periods, the Sherdan mercenaries have no fixed alliance and evidently simply fight for the highest bidder. And then fourth, they were at times elite troops in the Egyptian army and were very well rewarded. And by well rewarded, it usually means that they're given lands as well as goods. And in addition, there is farmland that was given to them that was next to the Temple of Karnak. Now, as far as their land of origin is concerned, that is still unresolved. Now, some of the choices are the region of Sardis in western Anatolia, the Lydian capital Sardis, there's Mount Sardana, and there's the Sardinian plain. Plus, the Sherdan were considered by the ancient text to be considered on their way from their original home in Lydia to their later home in Sardinia at the time of the upheavals of the Sea Peoples. But this goal of Sardinia is based on nothing but a bad resemblance of names and has been, for the most part, discredited. But you'll still hear it. A second possibility is they are from the Semitic East. This possibility is based on the weapons they used, which is a dirk sword, which was commonly used by the Hittites, this indicating a Semitic or Hurrian origin. Plus, one Sherdan personal name in an Ugarit tablet that is found is Mutbal, which certainly is a Semitic name. A Sherdan chief depicted at the Mindanet Habu documents closely resemble Semitics that the Egyptians constantly portray in their art. So the Sherdan are portrayed almost all the time in Egyptian art as various Semitic peoples. Then, of course, we've got a third choice. They may have come from the Ionian coast. The Sherdan are equated with Sardinians of the classical era, renowned warrior people from the Ionian coast. And the Sherdan have a representative as seaborne raiders. And then the final one is the Sardinian issue, the island of Sardinia. There are similarities of bronze statuettes, ship representations, and some Bronze Age weapons found on the island settlements, a stele from Nora, that's 8th to 9th century BC, and Nora is an ancient Sardinian city, bears the word Sherdan in Phoenician symbols, which is the oldest identifiable piece in Western Mediterranean. But Greek sources agree Sardinia's original name is not Sardinia. It's Ichnusha. Secondly, the Sherdan are circumcised, and that is according to the Great Karnak inscription, which is, of course, a Semitic custom. And third, the Egyptians depict the Sherdans as other Semites. Most likely is theory number two. That's where they're from. Now, as far as the Sherdan military, they always wore horned helmets. Sometimes the horned helmets have a disc or a knob incorporated into it. They use spears, they use swords, and a round embossed shield. Now, there is another group. There's a group called the Sherdan of the Sea, which are also known as the Free Sherdan. It's a term used to distinguish the Sherden that were not part of the Egyptian army. So this really professional mercenary group that the Egyptians used are not associated with this set of free Sherden, or the Sherdens of the sea, which of course would indicate that they're from a geographical area, and there's a separation depending on how they deal with the fighting. And of course, the fact that the Egyptians settled them is an interesting point. So again, the sea people thing is still quite a controversy, and we're finding more information out all the time. This is the best that I've been able to come up with at this particular point based on the sources. And the sources are peoples of the Bronze Age Mediterranean, 1400 to 1000 BC, by D'Amato and Salimbetti. Peoples of the Sea, The Search for the Philistines, by Dothan and Dothan. The Philistines and Other Sea Peoples in Texts and Architecture or Archaeological Sites, Killebrew and Lehman, and the Collapse of the Bronze Age, the Story of Greece, Troy, Egypt, and the Peoples of the Sea, by Robbins. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.